This perhaps is an example. My sister Gail Capel is here with us, come down from a group from Seattle in Canada. And we, on the trip in 1979, we stopped in Massachusetts first and then went out and spent 2 weeks with my family in Seattle, and which is a very memorable visit. We spent time actually in my parents' home. Paul was with us as well. And then we traveled up to Canada for a couple of days. But one of the kind of heartwarming stories is my grandmother was still alive at that time, and my mother and father had been to visit me in Thailand. So they were familiar with the custom, and she'd kind of come to terms with not hugging me and the whole kind of thing about the proximity and respectful distance, as it were, between a monk and even his own mother, which I think has gotten relaxed over the years in the privacy of appropriate places. But we're arriving in the airport from Massachusetts, and my whole family, including my grandmother, was there, and my mother had versed her in that, you know, "Mom, you can't touch him." And, you know, that was the message, and my mother made it very clear to her. And so we come out of the terminal, or where we, I think they have this kind of monorail type thing that brings you in, and where they were waiting. And so here's this very dignified Thai monk. He carried a cane with him for a lot of reasons, but one, he had some instability in his failing health. But he was always very dignified that he walked and he would stand. You might see some of these photos of him standing, and this incredible dignity and presence when he stands. And so we're arriving, and I've got, you know, his gear and my gear over my shoulders. And so I see my family. I just kind of see them off in the distance. And then I see this little old lady just kind of make a beeline for me. And you know, it's Granny. She comes right for me and just right into my arms. And so here I'm with the gear and Ajahn Chah and my grandmother in my arms. So I'm holding my grandmother, and I just look over at him and I said, "You know, Lumpa, this is my grandmother." And he just kind of looking and, you know, kind of taking it all in. And then my mother walks up and she says, "Mother, I told you you couldn't hug him." So, needless to say, there was a wee bit of jealousy there, but she eventually got her hug, and she's got plenty of them since then, so it was nice because it was very touching. We went up to visit Mount Rainier, and took him up to the top of Mount Rainier. And of course, there's snow year-round on Mount Rainier. And he loved to travel around. He loved to see things, and especially loved to see things in nature. And Mount Rainier is a very impressive mountain. So we drove up and got to the top of Rainier. And this was like end of May, you know, late May. So it was spring, and the sun was out. But the top of Mount Rainier is still quite chilly. So we got out of the car, and he wanted to kind of walk around a bit where you park your cars. Then we could see people, they take little expeditions up to the summit of Rainier. And we could see people walking up there. And I was totally freaking out, you know, snow. I hadn't seen snow in 8 years. And I had my sandals off, and I, you know, ran up in the snow barefooted. And I was like totally just kind of loving this cold weather. But he'd been out for about 5 minutes in this chilly air. And he says, "Pabakaro, Yom Lao Pu Kao Ni Yom Lao," which translates as, "Pabakro, I surrender. This mountain is too much for me." So he went back in the car while I did out, went out and did my kind of crazy thing barefoot in the snow, playing the kind of ascetic from Thailand. Came back into the car, and we headed back down and getting things warmed up. And I think we were, him and I were in the back, mother and father, and Gail was along. And my mother, we were coming by one of the rest stops there, and turned. She says, "Well, does Lumpa need to stop to the bathroom?" So I said, "You know, Lumpa, do you need to go to the bathroom?" He says, "How can I go to the bathroom? My whole system is frozen up." He says. Needs to thaw out first. So I could go on, but I want to pass the mic. No. It'll come back, I'm sure.